time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media following the Ravens' season-ending loss in Buffalo.
You're obviously watching the last few minutes of the game. Can you talk about the swing of emotions for you where it seems like, you know, Isaiah gets the touchdown? I'm guessing your head, you're thinking, you know, going to tie this game. And then, obviously, can you just talk about the swing of emotions there?
Yeah, I think holding them to three on that second last defensive drive, it's huge. Just give our offense opportunity to go, you know, tie the game. And I think everybody on the sideline wasn't surprised with what happened. You know, they go down the field and score a touchdown. Just, you know, at the end of the day, chips didn't fall our way. But, you know, we have utmost belief from everybody on both sides of the ball, special teams, coaches. So, I mean, that's just the way the coin was flipped today. So, I mean, there's nothing really more to say.
John was obviously talking about the second half performance by the defense. When you were in the locker room at halftime, what was the adjustment? What was said? What do you think kind of turned around for you guys in terms of
Yeah, I mean, it's not really any adjustments being made. It's just, you know, you got to do your job. You know, just be more physical. You can draw up all the plays you want to. If you don't have dudes going to hit people, then it's not going to work. And I didn't think we were physical enough in the first half, second half. I thought we did better, could have done better throughout the whole game. But, you know, I think they ran the same duo play like 10-plus times tonight. And that's honestly just not a good showing of what we can do as a defense. You know, I feel like that's somewhat disrespectful. And for us to allow to do that, you know, that's just out of character for us. So, you know, we can pinpoint different things that happened this and there. At the end of the day, you know, it just wasn't enough to get the job done. I mean, you know, shit happens in this league. And, you know, I dropped a pick earlier in the year and, you know, people don't turn on one another. You know, we go through so much from fall camp to now. One play doesn't define anybody. He's all-time leading touchdown receiver in Ravens history. So for anybody to say anything about him, you got to look in the mirror and really evaluate your thought process, what he's done for this franchise, what he will do for this franchise in the future. Just, you know, he's been a consistent beacon of success the whole time he's been here. And for anybody to take anything away from him and his work ethic, I think it's just unfair.
You guys offensively have been playing really well in the second half of the season. Offensively, have played well. To go out and have a game where there's turnovers, where the Buffalo gets a big lead, how would you describe, I guess, the level of frustration with that?
I mean, high frustration levels, you know. This is nothing that we plan for. It's a shock to everybody walking off that field, definitely me. You know, for it just be over like that, you know, we feel like we have the team and the mentality to win a Super Bowl every year we come out. So, obviously, it's easy to say that, and, you know, every team says that, and we got to just go back to the drawing board and find out what we need to do to get to that point.
You two more for Kyle.
Did you think of this team's potential coming into the playoffs?
Very high. I mean, I think, you know, we kind of set ourselves back earlier in the season, and that, therefore, you know, we got to come on the road and stuff like that. But, you know, it doesn't matter the environment or whatever. The people we have, I feel like we can go up against anybody and get a win. And, you know, with Lamar quarterback, we got road leading defense. There's really not much more that you need. You just got to put people around them and with the right mentality. So, I mean, it's not a personnel thing. It's not a coaching thing. You know, it's just didn't execute at the end of the day.
You've been a part of two Ravens teams that have, you know, been really high-level, double-digit regular season wins, got, you know, playoff wins. How daunting does it feel kind of thinking about going through this process again to get back here, or do you kind of feel like everything's intact and that you can do it again?
I don't think it's daunting at all. I feel like every year I've been in this league, every time we've lost in the playoffs, I'm just more eager to get back to it. You know, these losses hurt, but it adds fuel to the fire coming in the next year. So save that for then. You know, let this sink in, and, you know, we won't forget it. But at the same time, I'm ready to get back going.
Thanks, Kyle.
Appreciate y'all.